Hey guys, how are you doing? It's T-Swizzle in the morning here, and today we're going to be with
Walter Youngins
and his son, Travis Youngers. And today we're going to be talking about them because they are a family that's just trying to make it through, you know, in America. It's really tough right now with all the bombings that are happening in Chicago, and they just feel as if they're unsafe. So first, I'm going to be talking to Walter. So Walter, I noticed that you acquired a house in a white neighborhood. So do you think that being an African-American man, do you think it's harder to strive in a white neighborhood, or do you think it's harder to strive in an African-American neighborhood?
I think it's harder to strive in a white neighborhood only because of the kind of weighing they put on me, if you understand what I'm trying to say. It's like, the oppression weighing on my shoulders, and it's kind of harder for me to strive, and I'm just trying to do better for myself and my family, but it's just kind of harder.
All right, so Travis, like, being a kid in a racially non-diverse community, do you think that the other kids will look at you differently because of your skin color?
Well, you know, I feel like since I'm just a kid, I don't think that they will, because I don't look at it like that. But I feel like the parents and the older people, they'll look at me as if, like, I'm just a Negro that doesn't want to do anything. Like, I'm a delinquent because of my skin color. But as far as the other kids go, I think I'm going to have a lot of fun making new friends.
So, Travis, do you think that Mama is hard on you guys?
No, not really. I think that Grandmama loves me and that she tries to take care of us as much as possible.
Thank you, Travis. You can relax now. Walter, do you think that your mom is hard on you for the things that you do, or do you think that she's overreacting?
Sometimes I feel like she's just overreacting, but at times I feel like she's just trying to protect me for the certain situations and just certain things. There's a lot of mistakes I make that she helps me out with, but there's also things that I feel like she can do better on when it comes down to trying to protect us.
Interesting. So you said you think that she's overreacting, but do you think that she's overreacting when you spent $6,500 into a liquor store that did not benefit you at all, even though $3,000 of that was supposed to go to your sister for her medical school? Do you think that she was overreacting then, or do you think that was a bad choice on you?
I don't feel like she was overreacting at that point, because I did make a mistake, but there was also a time where I had a dream and I wanted to open up a liquor store, but I put all my money into that liquor store that was supposed to be split off with my sister, of course, and that was supposed to go to her dream and her success, but I was being selfish and I took it for myself and I spent it on something that wasn't beneficial.
So do you think the store was going to benefit you or your family in a way?
If it worked out, I feel like it would have benefited me and my family because of the money that it would bring in. But it's just, yeah.
Okay, so do you think that you trying to own your own store, do you think that is important for African-American people to own their own businesses, even though that owning their own business could potentially cost their families lives by... Because, you know, the Chicago bombings that are going around right now, if you were to own your own business and have your name up there, it would most likely get bombed by Caucasian people. And they would probably come for you, your family, and your business. So do you think that it is important for African Americans to own their own businesses?
I feel like it is important, especially after having a dream of owning your own business and you finally get to own one, and then you just really, you have to really understand that, well, first, my intentions for my liquor store wasn't to hurt anyone or down my sister, but it was more to benefit. And I feel like even though having your own business can cause problems, it can also be beneficial. Like, if I were to make money off my liquor store, I would have been able to help my family and also help my sister out for her medical school.
That's interesting. So, as I said at the start of the interview, you acquired a house recently from the money from your father's death. So there was a man named Mr. Carl Linder, and he tried to buy out your neighborhood. Do you feel as if taking the money would have made you less of a person, or why did you not take the money?
I just didn't want to get kicked out of something I worked hard to get into, and I felt like he was just trying to move all the African Americans out, and he was trying to, you know, of course, bring more Caucasians in, and I wasn't going for it.
Understandable. I respect that. So last question. There are statements that say he is trying to protect his neighborhood from people that are bombing African-American homes and businesses. So do you feel as if he was protecting his neighborhood, or do you think that there is another reason that he was trying to, you know, buy you guys out?
Oh, well, I mean, I feel like he's protecting his neighborhood in a way. He doesn't want any harm done to his neighborhood, but also, I mean, he's also trying to protect the fact that I feel like he's trying to protect the title that he holds. There's a lot of Caucasians in the neighborhood, and for African Americans to move in, I can see why there would be a problem. But I think he's most definitely trying to protect his neighborhood, but he's also just trying to make sure that the popularity of African Americans are less.
Interesting, but you see, I don't understand this. So he'd rather pay double the money to protect his dignity and kick some Negroes out other than, you know, for double the money to try and up security in the neighborhood to try and protect you guys?
I mean, most definitely. Even with security, there can still be bombings.
All right, well, you heard it from them, folks. You know, they're a proud African-American family that's, you know, living it up. I'll see you next time, and we're signing out with
Walter Youngers
and Travis Youngers. Thank you for everything that you guys have said. I'll see you later.